This is Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. We're eating supper now. While Faye cooked, there wasn't any talk. Miss Daisy was fascinating watching Faye cook and using that pressure cooker and all. And this is Channel 2 over, and the continuation of the talk of the visit with Miss Daisy during and after supper. After supper, but she has been ready to go home, and most of this is sort of forced. I have to press her. Channel 2 over, Friday, the 6th of November, 1970, and the continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. Channel 2 over, the Friday at supper, before and after the 6th of November, 1970.
Well, Seb has a garden. Seb has a garden now.
Seb is a garden. I think year round.
You know, I've seen things going right out there around his house, Miss Daisy.
Come out there.
Yeah.
He plants some stuff there sometime, but it don't seem like it makes so good.
Oh, really?
But he have a garden up this road here somewhere. He makes nice things.
But Lloyd don't garden.
No, sir.
Look like he'd need some collards and things like that.
Mm-hmm. He don't.
Especially with that big house full of children.
He don't do nothing. Hmm. Zip plants collards. Cabbage.
Yeah.
Eggplant. Squash.
Well, what does...
And he don't have no help. Unless he be lucky enough to hire somebody. But he don't stop. He goes right on.
Yeah, I've seen Zebby. He just seems like he trots all the time.
That's right.
That is... Children take after him? Does his children take after him?
No. Two of them works. Now, these was off. I don't know nothing about him. The one in the trailer, she works, I think, sometime. And he got one home there with him. She works sometime. Mm-hmm. Not steady. And he don't bother.
Just lets them go their own way.
They roam. He get up and get his truck and things and get rid of going on by the speed.
Yeah. Well, now, is he a big church man like Lloyd?
He go to church. Sometimes now he don't go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
Most of them. Now, Lloyd, he go to church about every Sunday.
Yes.
But he more than have to be late. Every Sunday he go late. I don't know why they go to church so late.
Oh, is that right?
if I'm going to be late for church, I don't go talk.
They don't go to the same church.
What? One thing Lloyd done. Him and his wife had done a good job raising
them children.
Them families.
Yeah.
Every one of them is prepared to take care of this house.
Yeah.
If they'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh. So. Now, you made me stay here and eat.
Why, Miss Daisy?
No. And I enjoyed it. I'm glad to see. Now, you gonna send me home and see about my father.
Let me tell you.
Okay, in just a minute.
Before you go, tell me, talk about Miss Frances personally a little bit. I love to hear about her.
Like to hear about her?
Yeah.
I do too.
Well, ain't got nothing coming. I'm told you everything I know about Francis.
You all just done so many things together.
And we were so happy together.
Yeah.
And all the time I know Francis, I never seen her look like she was mad or dissatisfied.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about Francis. She was the same Frances every morning I met her. I left her this evening, well, she was happy.
Yeah.
If I meet her in the morning, she was happy and full of life and had a whole lot to tell you.
You didn't have to ask her any questions.
No, you wouldn't have to ask Frances for one question.
Yeah.
And she get to telling me so many things and so many times. I said, well, how do you know? That's all I ever asked Francis. How do you know?
Yes. Now, you all lived up there in the same neck of the woods for a long time.
That's right. I lived right over next to the road. But Frances, she was way back down there in the hammock, about a mile.
Yeah.
But it was a road to go up to her place.
Yeah.
Go where she lived.
Yeah.
Where she was living on a man's place back there. I forgot that man's name. I think he was either a widow or a bachelor. But he farmed.
Yeah.
And Frances, she knowed him, and so she farmed with him. They farmed together back then.
Yeah.
For a long time. And I don't know whether he died or what happened to him. But I think he died. Then Frances, she bought her place up there close to Micanopy.
Yeah.
It was a two-story house right by the road up there.
An old house.
Yeah. Well, that's where she died.
Yeah.
She was living there when she died.
Yeah.
So I don't know who stayed there now. But Frances had a bunch of children, girls, boys, but they all got scattered.
Yeah.
You know, when the parents separate, that confuses the children.
Yeah.
The children don't hardly know which way to go, I don't think. Some of the children was with her until they growed up, and as they growed up, they left. They scattered too.
Mm-hmm. But now her and her old man finally separated.
Oh yes, sir. They were separated. They were separated when I know them. when I know Francis.
Oh.
He was way back over there to their home.
Yeah.
And Francis, she was over here. Well, her and part of the children's was over here. Well, the children wouldn't stay with their daddy much.
Yeah.
Them that wasn't with Francis, they was with their older brothers and sisters or somewhere. The old man was back over there by himself.
Oh, really?
Till he got sick and his health got bad. Well, the children would go back and forward over there to see about him. One of the boys stayed there with him to kill him till he died. Well, Frances, she would go over there and sing to her getting along. He was just so mean till you couldn't live with him.
Well, now... While they was living together, they really had it up and down every now and then.
Oh, my Savior. They had them children and they farmed and eat honey, she said. You know, just playing a game here then.
Yeah.
There was plenty of here when I come to this country. But you can't hardly see a rabbit now.
No, too many dogs. And he hunted then? Francis' husband, what's his name?
Says he dead now.
He hunted then?
Yeah, he hunted. She said he did.
Yeah.
But when I knowed him, he wasn't hunting. He wasn't doing nothing when I knowed him.
Oh, he wasn't?
You see, his health was bad and he just... He'd have a little patch or something, the more he'd done. He may help somebody a day or a piece a day or something like that. Well, he had hogs, you know, they had them woods full of hogs.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is all mixed up, mining, yawning, everybody's, I guess. And they used to have some, there was confusions over there about, you taking mine, or I'm taking yours, or something like that. I always feel like they ought to have a pastor put theirs.
Yeah.
I put mine in my pastor, and yours in your pastor. Well, they ain't got a chance to get mixed and lose your mark.
Yeah.
If you got them.
Well, they just let them all out in the woods.
That's right. But I guess they have to do better than that now, don't they?
Yeah,
of course, I hear Annie saying here the other day when she was here, they had two. And every time it had a pin, and every time they get out, they go right straight to Evanston.
I heard her say that.
Right straight to Evanston.
Yeah. And so get in somebody's vegetable.
That's right. The man gonna come up there. Y'all come get your hog.
Yes.
So, but then she said them the last two would have tried to keep.
Yeah.
But say they got hogs out there in the woods, but they can't get them. Woodard ain't able to run at them.
Oh, is that right? They've got hogs out there in the woods.
Well, I had Andy say he had some up there.
And he can't get them?
No, he can't get them. He ain't able. He can't run at them hogs. And he ain't going to get nobody to do it.
Well, it looks like he could get somebody to help him.
Looks like he could get somebody to help him, but who he going to get, Mr. Mars? You ain't going over there and help. You do more for him than anybody else and other man, huh? That's for sure.
You know what?
These men's what look like should happen.
Yeah.
He couldn't get a one of them to quiet down them woods.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't either.
I ain't going out there, no. Let them stay out there. He don't need them. Him and Andy don't need them.
They can get along without him.
No, he can get along with God. Well,
Miss Daisy, now you just wait a minute. It's been a long time since we talked in a little bit.
Since we've been able to talk.
Yes.
But I think the time's going to be better now.
I hope so.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't your fault. It's been my fault. See, I got all tied up at the office. Tell me a little bit about Miss Mary.
Well, she's just a nice woman.
Oh, that was nice. Visit you all had, you told us about last time.
Who? When she was down to my house?
Yeah.
How you know?
You told us.
Uh-huh.
You said he hadn't told us about it.
She did. I ain't seen her no more. Has she been back?
I haven't seen her either.
No, that's right. We haven't seen her.
We called her on the telephone a time or two, but she's doing something. Oh. And, now, don't you know you told us about her baler broke down?
About who?
The hay baler broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And she got this Robert...
William, she said,
yeah,
to fix it. And said he didn't charge her a dime.
Yeah.
But said she paid him. She gave him $3. Said she asked him, said if I carry him one over there, I said I'm going to carry it. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Said, if you're not home, who to give it to? And said he told her who to give it to.
Mm-hmm.
She said his mother or somebody. But
yeah.
I just wonder, did his mother stay with him?
I don't know. Maybe his sister. I don't know. now, she's always had chickens. You and her both has always had chickens.
Chickens?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I have. I guess she has. She's had them ever since she's been married, as far as I know.
Yeah, and she's still got some.
Still got some.
Oh, yeah. She got some beautiful chickens. Not many, but...
Yeah, she don't need so many, but she used to have a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, she'd load them up a truck full, take them to the market.
She do it herself?
She did do it, but I don't guess she do now.
Well,
he could, Mr. Guthrie, he could help out some then.
After he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
She done more more work than I realized, Miss Daisy. She drove that truck around and hauled.
She worked. She can work. And don't mind.
Yeah.
Fix fence, do anything. I went over there once to see if they was fixing her house. That was before he died. And she was hauling. One boy, this here might be the same man. I don't know. He was putting a flow in, fixing her flow, fixing her port, and then she was right there at it just like him.
What's
that stuff? I said, you a carpenter? She said, yes, David Parker. So you got to be a carman and some of anything else if you want it done right. I said, oh, I see what you're doing. You hanging around here to see that it is fixed.
Yeah. Now that's that's for Mr. Guthrie dying.
Yes, sir. That was before he died.
Yeah.
He was living, but he wasn't no good.
Yeah.
He was. And it didn't seem like... he wanted to be round nobody. Looked like he'd just rather be all to his self.
After
now,
you.
That day I was over there and they were fixing their house, I thought it was going off somewhere.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there and talking to him. I asked, I said, well, where is Mr. Guthrie. She said, he's out there by the chicken yard.
Oh.
Sitting on a bench. I said, oh. I thought he was gone. She said, no, Daisy said, but he don't like noise. And he don't like to be bothered. Said he's sick. He don't feel good. And he just rather stay by himself. Said sometime he go out there and stay, and he won't come in the house. Said I'll go out there and sit with him hours at the time and try to get him. I said, well, if he don't want to come in, I said, you ought to go out there and keep him company some. I said, if he can't work, I said, when he was able, you and him could entertain one another working. I said, but you can still work and he can't work. So you have to take a little time out and entertain.
Miss Mary was right peppery too sometimes, wasn't she?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, Mary never been just somebody to droop around and but she never was so fast and so loud. But the way I say, she was mostly solid. She talked. She talked a lot. But she didn't talk much bad.
But now, she didn't let anybody get ahead of her, put anything over on her.
No. I think when her aunt got through pulling things over on her, mistreating her like that, and she got a chance to marry and get out in her house to herself, I think she was happy and satisfied.
And she learned how to take care of herself.
Learned how to take care of herself and take care of her house and her things around there.
Yeah.
And she did that.
Miss Jason, is J.R. over there?
He was last night, but he ain't home that night, Friday night.
Oh, it's a Friday night.
If you see him, you'd have to go down to the boarding room.
Yes, sir. I'm going to leave y'all. Her
fire's out. You going to take her gun? All right.
Well, I enjoyed it as a minute.
Well, we enjoyed you.
I'll be back when I can.
Well, we sure enjoyed visiting with you, Miss Ada.
Yes, sir. All right. I'll run you down.
Well, now she couldn't stand it. She just had to go down and get that fire. So we didn't get much. We didn't get what you'd call leisurely talk in. This is Channel 2 over, around 285. Channel 2 over, around 285. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Friday night, after supper, the 6th of November, 1970, the end of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Friday night, the 6th of November, 1970, the end of the visit with Miss Daisy. Channel 2 over, around 285, 290. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Friday night, the 6th of November, 1970. Channel 2 over, around 290.